I'm Jack Lessenberry. As everyone knows, the first presidential debate since the primaries is tonight, the first head-to-head clash between the two least popular presidential nominees ever. The atmosphere is more like that surrounding a Super Bowl, or maybe the boxing thriller in Manila, than a normal political event, and it's expected to draw perhaps 100 million viewers, far more than any other in the history of televised debates. After all, as a story in the Boston Globe said yesterday, all that's at stake is the future of the free world. Regardless of whether you think that's true, it's unquestionable that these debates, which are really sort of televised joint news conferences, have often had dramatic impact. Who can forget a shifty-eyed, perspiring, and nervous Richard Nixon, looking uncomfortable, his stubble showing, as a handsome and tan John F. Kennedy stole the show and won the election? We've seen Ronald Reagan destroying Jimmy Carter with his gently mocking, "There you go again," and Reagan slip badly, then recover when the issue of his age came up 4 years later in his debate with Walter Mondale. There have also been memorable moments in the vice presidential debates. Bob Dole lost points by being too nasty and aggressive when he was running for the second slot in 1976. Years later, Dole, who had a better sense of humor than both this year's candidates put together, told me, "I went for the jugular in that debate, my own." Lloyd Benson never got to be vice president because he was running with the hapless Michael Dukakis, but he destroyed any hope Dan Quayle had for moving higher with his devastating line, "Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy." But while we know these debates are crucial to the presidency, we often don't realize they can have consequences for other races as well. 4 years ago, President Obama came to his first debate with Mitt Romney looking like he wasn't really prepared. The president seemed passive and inept, and observers overwhelmingly agreed Romney had won. The advantage didn't last, however. Obama picked himself up and decisively won the final two debates after Romney made his famous, "I have binders full of women," gaffe. After the election, I said to Congressman Sandra Levin that the debates didn't seem to have had any lasting effect. "Ah, but you're wrong about that," he said. He said Obama's weak performance in the first debate caused worried Democrats to shift millions in campaign spending from congressional races to the presidential contest. That, Levin believed, might have cost Democrats a chance to take back control of the U.S. House of Representatives. I'm not sure about that, but it might have made a difference in one Michigan race, as a retired legislator named Gary McDowell in the Upper Peninsula town of Rudyard, who might be in Congress today if things had gone differently. He ran for Congress up north 4 years ago and lost by 0.5% of the vote. He ran well ahead of the president in his district, and a little more money could have made the difference. This year, Democrat Lon Johnson is trying for the same seat. You can bet he's hoping Hillary Clinton does really well.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's news analyst.